I again welcome you all to this midweek meeting, those of you who have gathered here in the hall and those of you who have joined online. May the Lord richly bless us. The psalmist said in Psalm 5, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation, hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. Let us stand for prayer. O gracious God, we thank thee we can come again and call upon thee in prayer. O Lord, we come in amazement that we can talk with thee. We come with thankfulness that we can approach thee. We're mindful of our blessed Saviour who has made this possible. We have an open heaven because of him. O, we thank thee for him and we pray that we would throughout this hour think much of him, O Lord. Forgive us our latest sins, even at this day, O Lord, we beseech thee. And show us thy mercy, surround us in thy love, and may we sense thy touch upon us tonight. Bless thy word. Speak to us through thy word. Hear us now. And lead us, we turn to thee in prayer. Help us to pray. For Christ's sake. Amen. If you would turn with me to our first Psalm. Psalm 121, verses 1 through to verse 8, and the tune is strength. I to the hills will lift mine eyes, from whence doth come my aid. My safety cometh from the Lord, who heaven and earth hath made. Psalm 121, we'll sing the whole of the psalm to the tune strength.
I to the hills will lift mine eyes, from whence doth come my aid. My safety cometh from the Lord, who heaven and earth hath made.
If you would turn with me again to Psalm 119, we're in the final part of this psalm. We're reading from verse 169 through to verse 176. Psalm 119, verse 169 through to verse 176. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word. For all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Amen. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his holy and precious word. Well, tonight we arrive at verse 173. Verse 173. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. Dear congregation, the Lord has a strong hand and is more than able to help his people. That's what King Asa recognized when there was the enemy surrounding him. In 2 Chronicles 14, verse 11, we read, and Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, And in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. Now the psalmist here pleads to be helped by the Lord. Asa recognized that the Lord was able to help him. So did the psalmist. And so we have this prayer or this plea. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. Now see how he reasons here. He pleads for help in light of the reason or the argument. For I have chosen thy precepts. He's a man of God, saved by grace. He belongs to the Lord. He truly loves the Lord. And here's the fruit. He has chosen the Lord's precepts. He's reasoning here. Help me, Lord. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I belong to thee. Lord, I'm in straits. Come and help me then. Well, let's come directly to these words. First of all, God's servant in need. And secondly, God's hand of help. God's servant in need. And then secondly, God's hand of help. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. It's plain he was in need. Some difficulty he was facing at this present time. He was in straits, as we note in Psalm 46 and verse 1. Let thine hand help me. He needed the help of the Lord in the present difficulty. Are you in some present difficulty? In your life as a whole? Or in your home, the workplace, the school, some present difficulty that has presented itself to you. Well, this was the situation of the psalmist. He was in some present difficulty. Some valley which is before you. Now, Wells, there are many valleys to pass through till you arrive at Mount Snowdon. We're on our way to heaven, there are many valleys. We're in need so much because we go through valleys. We find ourselves in difficulties. Our Lord said in John 16 verse 33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. In the world we shall have tribulation, not in heaven. In the heavenly world, no. But in this world, we will have tribulation. There are the storms, there are the valleys to pass through. The storms have come frequently of late. We've had so much rain. In comes one storm, followed by another. Well, that's how it is at times in our lives, isn't it? One storm after another. And we find ourselves in certain difficulties, one after another, or at the same time. One can struggle and find themselves at their wit's end. Turn with me again to Psalm 107, verse 25. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They mill to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. There they are in a storm. The waves are crashing down upon the ship and the ship is being lifted up and down and those seasoned mariners are at their wits' end. And that's how it can be for the believer. We see that even in the prophets at times. They were at their wits' end like Elijah, who was cast down as well in 1 Kings 19 and verse 14. At times the believer finds themselves in such a situation. They're in straits and they're at their wit's end, cast down. The psalmist said in Psalm 42 verse 5, why art thou cast down, O my soul? He knows the remedy, but he's been cast down. He's faced some situation and it's been a burden to him. That particular person, that particular event which has taken place, it's brought him low. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And there's times when we reason with our own hearts. Why art thou cast down? We know the remedy. Hope thou in the Lord, as the psalmist said. But we reason, don't we? We know what we should be doing, but oh, the struggle. And for others, there is the added burden of some clinical difficulty. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Just consider the sweet psalmist of Israel. He knew much of Christ, more than any of us, I would suggest. For he was so inspired to write of Christ in the most wonderful way. He rejoiced in Christ, yet he was cast down at times. He knew seasons of being low in his life. He needed the Lord. And so do we. We need him. Let thine hand help me. We're in need, aren't we? We're in need when we face difficulties. We need direction and guidance. We need him at every stage of the journey to guide. You may be on a walk and you take a map with you. I know today some take their phones, their smartphones. But if you think of those who take a map and a compass to show them the way, and when they come to a certain boundary or a gate, they look at the map so they know which way to turn. Or we come to crossroads and we need direction and guidance. We're in need, aren't we? And we need strength, for we feel our weakness at times. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and rather than feeling rested, you still feel exhausted. You've had a long day. You've worked hard. Maybe some situation you've faced has been so much on your mind, you brought it to the Lord. But that burden not only has affected your mind, but affects your body. And we mustn't underestimate that. Trials we face within, or burdens on the mind, can affect our hand. And you can wake up, you look to the Lord, but you still feel exhausted. This bodily weakness, at times it's mental weakness. You feel the numbness. I remember a number of years ago enjoying the snow when it fell at school. They never sent you home in those days. No, you went out and you had snowball fights. And the playground was slippery and you went ice skating across the playground. And we loved it, throwing snowballs out in the cold. I remember our dinner times would be extended so we could have longer to play in the snow. But after a while our fingers would become numb and hard to move and painful. And sometimes, as you think of mental weakness, you feel the numbness. You can hardly think, concentrate. You don't seem to have much feeling, as it were. A mental weakness, but then a spiritual weakness. We feel weak spiritually, drained. The devil has been firing his darts. The whispers have come. That situation has been affecting your mind and you're perplexed over it. Why has that happened? Why did that person do such a thing? And you're spiritually drained. A bodily weakness, a mental weakness and a spiritual weakness. We need help, don't we? Psalm 6 verse 2, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. He felt a weakness because of his sin, but all those other times when we feel weakness. And our prayer is to the Lord, have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. Remember those words we considered last Lord's evening? Isaiah 35 verse 3, strengthen ye the weak hands. And there are times when we have weak hands, if we're honest. There's some people who always seem to present themselves, well, I pray a long time. But you know, sometimes we seek to pray a long time, but we struggle in prayer. The distractions come. We have weak hands at times, don't we, if we're honest. strengthen ye the weak hands. One at times has weak hands to pray. One's prayer seems so feeble. At times if one has weak hands to grasp by faith the promises of God, and faith seems small. At times weak hands to embrace Christ, and our love seems cold. Weak hands. We're all honest, aren't we? We do have weak hands, and we're in need for the strengthening of our hands, and also our knees, as it were, so we can go forward. Forward to pray, forward to wear, forward to live for the Lord. We feel our weakness, don't we? We need help. We need help to do our duties. Help to pray. Help to sing. Help to meditate. Help to keep the commandments. That's our desire, to do those things, but we need help. We know our duty, but we need help. Let's consider further tonight. We are a needy people in view of our sin. There is a battle that we find ourselves in. And at times it is very intense. Very intense in the heart and the mind. That was so for the apostle. Turn with me to Romans 7 verse 15. For that which I do I allow not. For what I work, that do I not, but what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God, after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Oh, what a battle he found himself in. And there were times he would so know how intense that battle was. Temptations come. Sin presents itself. It may be something new, or some besetting sin. It rears its head again. Yes, you sought fatherly forgiveness, but some besetting sin rears its head again, and you're in temptation. You find yourself in a battle. The devil whispers, no one will know about it. Oh, how we need help. We so need help, do we not? What do we read in Matthew 6, verse 13? And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lead us not, Lord, help me. When I'm confronted with temptation to say no. And if I do fall into sin, quickly deliver me, having in a fatherly way forgiven me. We need help, don't we? We know the battle. We know our besetting sins. Or we need help. Help like Joseph to say, no, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? To say no to that wrong word, that wrong action, to that wrong thought. Oh, we need the Lord's help, don't we? We know our duty. We're to mortify the deeds of the flesh, but oh, we need God's help. Oh, we can consider all these things. We're in need, aren't we? We need the Lord every day. We need the Lord every hour. Oh, that the Lord would quickly help us in the morning and throughout the day. Psalm 38 verse 22, make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Psalm 40 verse 13, be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Make haste. It's not wrong to pray such a prayer like that, is it? Make haste. Now, help will come at God's appointed time. But you follow your Saviour's example in Psalm 40 and pray, make haste, may it be quick, Lord. Yes, he waited patiently for the Lord, Psalm 40 verse 1, but also he said, make haste. Make haste. When I'm struggling, Lord, make haste. When I'm overwhelmed and burdened, make haste. When I'm suffering bodily, make haste to show to me thy grace. Mentally, spiritually, make haste and help me, Lord. When I'm in the battle, the intense part of the battle, as I face my sin, make haste to help me, that I might say no. Now one may be struggling in the waters of affliction. A hand reaches down to help. And that leads us to our second point now, God's hand of help. Let thine hands help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. Remember Peter in the water. He had been walking on the water, looking towards Jesus. But then he saw the wind boisterous, and he began to sink. I remember being on a ferry, and the waves were picking up, and the boat was going up and down. And I became fearful. Only had half a mile to go till we were at Cowes on the Isle of Wight. Such a short crossing. But oh, I was fearful. We do get fearful as God's children. We're drawn to consider the wind, aren't we, which is boisterous. He began to sink, beginning to sink, Peter. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. And what do we read in verse 31? And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? So kind, our Saviour. Peter was looking at Jesus, but then he took his eyes off Jesus and he began to sink. The Lord stretches forth his hand. There's Peter sinking. The hand of Jesus reaches him and stops him from sinking to the bottom. The hand of Christ appears. What a comfort that was to Peter. The storm, the wind is boisterous. He'd been looking at Jesus, but then at the wind, and then the hand of Christ appears. And the hand of Christ appears in your life. Pray for it. Let thine hand help me. Now when we think of the hand of God, we're led to consider particularly the power and strength of God. And when we consider God, he has no bodily parts. Yes, when we think of God the Son, he took human nature. So when we think of his human nature, he had a true body, as the theologians put it, and a reasonable soul. And one day we will see the hands of Jesus and the nail prints in them. And we will be so amazed at his love. But when we think of God, he is a spirit. So no bodily parts. Yes, God the Son took human nature. But you consider then the power and strength of God, represented here by the hand. We need help. We need help for guidance, help for support, help in the battle. God's hand comes. He makes known his power and his strength. And that's the context particularly here. Let thine hand help me. Come and save me. Come and support me. Put me in the right direction in the battle, Lord. The hand of power and strength. Remember what they sang on the other side of the Red Sea in Exodus 15 verse 6. Thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. Remember what Moses said to the people on the other side? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And they saw it. They saw his hand glorious in power. Not a physical hand, but the hand of God's power and strength. Psalm 89 verse 13, thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand. And high is thy right hand. Consider our blessed mediator at this point. Isaiah 40, verse 11. He gathers the lambs with his arm and he carries them off. Oh, so many he carries in his arms. So strong, so loving, so caring are his arms. He's able to lift us spiritually, to support us, to hold us. Isaiah 41 verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And then verse 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. He upholds us with his right hand. He supports us. And then in such a caring way, he holds our right hand and leads us on through the trial. He lifts us up and he holds our hand. What a heavenly Father he is to us. The good Father will support and lead and guide. His strong hand, his hand of power, and we need it, don't we? We fall to the needs tonight. We have help at his hand. The hand of the Lord appears, and we're aware of it at times, aren't we? It is there to support us when we struggle. It is there in the battle to put us in the right direction. The hand of God appears. Often when we read the word, we sense that strengthening and that support, don't we? Some verse comes on, some chapter, and we feel held up by the Lord in the affliction. We feel held up in the battle. The Lord is there supporting us. We're able to say no. We're able to watch our tongue. We're able to turn from that wrong thought. Ah, the Lord's hand is there. Through the word. We often sense it as well, do we not? In his providence. But take comfort. The hand of God is there even when we do not sense it. Think of a little child asleep in the arms of their parent. Fast asleep. They're not aware, are they, that they're there in the arms of their parent and that their father or mother has their hand under their head. How many hours my mother held my head in her arms, and I didn't know. I can't remember being held by my mother or father as a baby. None of us can we? I don't believe. So many hours we were held, and we didn't recognize it. So many hours in our lives, we are held by the Lord, and we don't sense it. Sometimes we sense it, some verse comes, or the unfolding of providence, and yes, there's the Lord, it's his most powerful providence, and he's leading us on, but there's many times we don't know, sense his hand, yet his hand is there, and we're helped, let thine hand help me, he comes to help us. Psalm 116 verse 6, I was brought low, and he helped me. Brought low in that affliction. In that burden, in that dark providence, I was brought low, but the hand of God reached right down to where I was, and I was helped. Oh, consider his hand of power and strength. It's a loving hand of power and strength, isn't it? He stretches down his hand in love to you because he so loves you. It's a gracious hand. What favour. We don't deserve his hand upon us in our lives. We don't deserve to be supported, but he delights to do it because he is a gracious God. The hand appears in a favourable way. And when you feel supported, you admire God's grace and love. But take comfort also when you don't sense his hand of power and strength. He still has such favour towards you. But then thirdly, it is a merciful hand. He knows your needs. even before we ask, as our Lord made plain in Matthew. What a comfort that is. You have needs, I have needs. Throughout the rest of our lives, we may be able to think of one or two. The Lord knows them all. And he knows what we have need of in every situation. It's a merciful hand then that reaches down to us. He takes pity and he answers our prayer and he comes to support us. Consider Christ, the heart he has. As Hebrews 4 verse 15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. His heart is touched, so his hand appears. He feels for us. He has a fellow feeling. When you're struggling in some trial, when you're cast down burden, he's touched. He only has to remember the Garden of Gethsemane, when he was very heavy in his heart. You know, some Christians say, well, you shouldn't be so low. Remember this, Jesus understands. He had such a low heart, so heavy, so burdened in the garden. And when he sees you so burdened, so low, cast down, struggling, anxious, he is touched and his hand appears. You may not sense it to begin with, but his hand is there. His heart is full of compassion and his hand of strength and power reaches out to you in such a merciful way. And he holds us up and takes our hand tightly. Or we make our prayer in Psalm 119, verse 117, hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. A number of years ago, we went to a particular place as a family near Guildford in London. And there were these lakes, and there was one particular lake which you were allowed to swim in. There were lifeguards, and you were allowed to swim in this lake in the designated area. You weren't allowed to go outside the designated area because there were holes in the lake and you could sink down in. Well, me and my father, we went into this designated area and started swimming. I was a new little boy. And my dad was helping me. And then suddenly he fell a little into a hole. But he tread water and he supported me above the water. And then we were able to get out. Hold thou me up and I shall be safe. You're in some difficulty. You're concerned what's going to happen. The battle is raging. The Lord's hand appears and he holds us up. And we are safe. And take comfort in this. The hand of Christ is there. And though at times like those disciples you may say, Master, carest thou not that we perish? You will not perish. All is well. Because he is holding you up. Let thine hand help me. I have chosen thy precepts. I'm dying. Here's the fruit. Here's the evidence. I belong to thee. I'm reasoning here. Come and help me. Let thy hand appear. What a comfort it was when Peter felt the hand of Jesus grasping his own hand. For the hand of Jesus is there. And he'll stop you from going too far into the water. He will support you. Make your plea. Let thine hand help me. And he will. He so loves you. And so his hand will appear. Amen. Let us pray. O gracious God, we thank thee for thy hand. One day we will see the hand of Christ as we think of his human nature. And we'll be drawn to the nail print. And we'll be amazed at his love. that he went all the way to Calvary for us. But as we think of thy nature as God, that thou art a spirit, O Lord, we thank thee for thy powerful hand, thy hand of strength. And we would make that prayer our plea tonight. Let thine hand help me in every situation we face. May the hand of Jesus appear for us each and every day. And may we be aware of it, O Lord, as we read the word, as we see providence unfolding. But even at those times, O Lord, like that little child that is asleep, may we rest that thy hand is there. Let thine hand help me. We need help, Lord. Help to do our duty. Help to pray. Help to read. Help to meditate. Help to sing. Lord, let thine hand help me. Hear us now. Help us in the battle with our sin. Lord, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen.
Amen.
We turn to our second praise, Psalm 17, verses 1 through to verse 6. Lord, hear the right, attend my cry, and to my prayer give heed, that doth not in hypocrisy from framed lips proceed. Notice verse 5, and that's what we consider tonight. Hold up my goings, Lord, me guide, in those thy paths divine, so that my footsteps may not slide out of those ways of thine. Psalm 17, verses 1 through to verse 6, and the tune is Entangling.
Lord, hear the right
Bye.
Peace.